and the time is 5 o'clock.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Daring to dream of a better world for us all. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. And then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Today I'm looking at what's on at Winnipeg Public Library. We have events and occurrences. You want to visit and see what's going on? I can help. As well, our march around the supper table tonight, Vimy Ridge. As well, Pages from the Winnipeg Free Press. See if we can take a look at a reader's book of days for you. And a little something coming. Yes, Rainbow Stage. So what I'm sharing with you, of course, is the 4 o'clock weather. Mostly cloudy skies, I'd agree with that. 21 degrees, the wind south-southeast at 18. So tonight, rain beginning late is what I'm seeing. Risk of a thunderstorm, isn't there always? So then Friday as well, rain as well in the morning, certainly. Risk of a thunderstorm in the morning. Expected high. Well, it'll be windy, but the high on Friday is expected to be 17 degrees. How about a hot meal for supper, then, is what I'm saying to you. So I'm looking at the Winnipeg Public Library, what's on, and I see the Mobile Library, the Indigenous Family Center. You can drop in to the Mobile Library at the Indigenous Family Center, 470 Selkirk Avenue. Get your free Winnipeg Public Library card. Borrow books, magazines, comics, movies for all ages. When? Wednesday, July the 3rd, next Wednesday, then. 10 till noon, it's happening in the community. It's an open event. You just drop in, say, I'm here. Where's my library card? So again, that's 470 Selkirk Avenue, Wednesday, July 3rd, 10 till noon. Other things coming up, but you know, there's only room for two or three of you. I think we'll even look for something a little more opportunistic. Make Music Night is an in-person event. Jam or share a song you've been working on. Connect with local musicians. Every good boy deserves favor. Drop in and join us every other Wednesday for an acoustic jam and share session. Please bring your own acoustic instrument. Comb would be good with a little bit of cellophane, yes. Tissue paper. When? Wednesday, July 3rd, 6:30 till 7:30 in the Idea Meal Classroom. That's in the Millennium Library downtown then for adults. It's an open event. So exactly what they mean. Come in, drop in, tune in, etc. July 3rd, 6:30 till 7:30 in the Idea Meal Classroom in the Millennium Library. Nice piece in the Winnipeg Free Press here. I'm looking at a big picture, all dressed up, and everywhere to go. This from Monday's paper, then. Patty Weens leads riders in the second annual Fancy Women Bike Ride. So Winnipeg on Sunday. The event celebrates the independence and freedom of mobility historically afforded women by the bicycle. If you know your Sherlock Holmes story, exactly. The solitary cyclist, yes?
Streets at night, I just want to ride my bike. I just ride my bike. Up and down the streets at night, I just want to ride my bike. I just ride my bike. Passed by three hippopotami. Their names are Mordecai, Lorelei, and Gemini. Mordecai's going standby to Shanghai. But not bye-bye. morning right here by your place. This is a goodbye ride. Well, baby, teary-eyed, red-eyed on their bike. Red-eyed. Up and down the streets at night, I just want to ride my bike. I just ride my bike up and down the streets at night, I just want to ride my bike. I just ride my bike. The road takes a downward wind. It's a rare prairie find to stand on the pedals, tap the handlebars with my two thighs, and I
bike at 7 minutes after five, looking at the Winnipeg Free Press book pages. From last Saturday, June 22nd, a couple have worked as Allied saboteurs, fostering resistance against Nazis in France, behind enemy lines. So the title is The War We Won Apart, the untold story of two elite agents who became one of the most decorated couples of World War II. It's by Nella Ayad, reviewed by Barry Craig, former journalist. So extraordinary chronicle. Potency of love when it is really most inconvenient. So author Nella Ayad excels in her intermarriage of action and human emotion in the unveiling of the brave parachutists who joined the fight. One of them, of course, one from Scotland, one was a French-Canadian. And so favorably, and reviewed favorably in last Saturday's Free Press. That title again, if you're looking for it, in the library, The War We Won Apart. And just below that, Burmese campaign proved pivotal in thwarting the Japanese. Often overlooked, the title, Burma 44, The Battle That Turned World War II in the East by James Holland. Referred predominantly there to as the Battle of the Admin Box, fought in jungle conditions, heat, rain, tropical diseases. But they thought it could be turned to their advantage. Why not? So the author underscores the role of air power. The British victory, British Spitfire aircraft, technologically superior to the Japanese fighter planes. So, cohesive and disciplined nature of the British Army in Burma. Remarkable, given its diverse ethnic and racial makeup. In addition to British and Indian soldiers, included units of Gurkhas and Sikhs. So, again, that title, Burma 44. And as I'm thinking of that, it just happened to be two titles on the same page, in the Free Press book page, because it's coming Saturday. We have an anniversary on the Saturday Morning Show, which you can hear here, 6 till 8, with me and my co-host, Carol McKibben. Saturday will be the anniversary of 1922, when France gave, in perpetuity to Canada, 1 square kilometer of French land. And, of course, that was at Vimy Ridge.
Thank you.
around the supper table tonight, then. Vimy Ridge, the old Strathcona Town Band. An LP there that I see came from the CBC Record Library when they sold it off to Into the Music. At 5:13.
I'm Richard Sturzberg, author of The Tower of Babel, Sins, Secrets, and Successes Inside the CBC, and you're listening to CKUW-FM.
And did I say, yes, 5:13. Say, one other reference to the Saturday's Free Press book pages. I reviewed a book called Silk for the Free Press, A World History, Global History, a finely spun account. You know that silk shirt in your closet? Yes. It's a miracle, not a religious one, but a miracle of nature. And if you're like me, you thought, well, they all come from China. But no, there are many other spots, particularly India, referred to here, and the people that have been involved, quirky and peculiar and curious, so recommended, as I say at the end here, for fashionistas, perhaps, reading Silk, A World History, a substance, quote, 200 million years in the making, made me wish I could slip a few mulberry trees and a few moths into the biome at the Leaf in the Cinnamon Park to see what would happen. That's in Saturday's Free Press, recommended to you. And I was going to say, no, I don't know if it is in the library. Well, actually, there were. I did look up, and there are a number of books on silk in the Winnipeg Public Library. Of course, the topic's been covered before, but nothing quite like that. So, Summer Reading Challenge for Kids returns for the fifth year. Free Press Summer Reading Challenge. Kid-focused offshoot of the Free Press Book Club. So it's for kids, providing reading lists for three age groups, 7 to 9, 10 to 12, 13 to 15. Hello. You got that in mind? Curated by McNally Robinson Bookseller. So each reading list features four books. Selections should appeal to a wide range. Now, all of the books are available to purchase at McNally Robinson and can also be found at the Winnipeg Public Library. So once again, the launch of this year's Summer Reading Challenge for Kids offers registered readers from each age group chance to win, you love that word, to win each of the books in their chosen reading list by filling out a giveaway entry form on the website by Wednesday, June 26th. What have I done here? I've taken last Saturdays and I've got you all excited. However, you can still participate, is my belief. It's just that your review, at least, has a chance to be published in the Free Press, their book section in print and online about July and August. And have a look, last Saturday's Free Press. If you didn't keep it, you can look at them up online because it lists all the books as well in the Summer Reading Challenge for Kids. Speaking for kids as well, and adults as well, I'm saying, I picked up the outline for what's coming to Rainbow Stage. Yeah, Mabuhay, Rainbow Stage, and then Miss Shakespeare, something different, next door to us at the Asper Center. But August 15th to September 1st, with a preview on August the 14th, it'll be Mary Poppins.
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
Fly a kite.
movie, of course. David Tomlinson and Dick Van Dyke there from Mary Poppins, which is one of the three shows at Rainbow Stage this summer. Mabuhay to start, new musical, June 27th to July 14th. Then Miss Shakespeare, which, as I say, is going to be Rainbow Stage, all right, but at the next door to us here at the Asper Center for Theater and Film, U of W, of course, from the picture makes me think they've got some university theater students involved there. And Mary Poppins, August the 15th to September the 1st, Rainbow Stage, at 18 minutes after 5 then. Looking at, I see, The Librarianist has won the Leacock Medal. Patrick DeWitt's novel, The Librarianist, Stephen Leacock Memorial Medal for Humor, so $25,000, that'll go to help your roof. Best Canadian Book of Literary Humor, published in the previous year. Runners-up get $5,000. So what about it then? Patrick DeWitt's The Librarianist? Yes, Winnipeg Public Library. It's an e-book. There are 42 copies, hardcover, but most all of them are out, I think, at the moment. You can also get an audio disc, and there's a large print edition as well, and 15 copies of that. Check it out at the Winnipeg Public Library. In the paper today, included, came with us, is the Prairie Books Now, which I'm going to leave here on the desk for people coming into the station. Prairie Books Now, I used this last week on the show. What's coming out this spring in the way of Canadian materials, reviews, etc., ads, and on and on. I do like this. Free for spring, summer, 2024, Prairie Books Now. And you can probably get this at the library, too, is what I was going to say. And finally, you will have heard that Ray St. Germain has died at the age of 83. Been living with Parkinson's disease. But back in 19, well, he did many, many, many things. But we want to go back here. We thank our friend Neil for supplying us with this. Back in 1958, Ray St. Germain recorded She's a Square for Toronto Chateau Records, the first rock record produced by a Winnipegger to hit the national charts.
Well, I'll tell you a story about my girl Maybelline, who's long and tall, just like a green string. But she's the girl that I adore, and not a soul could love her more. But what a square.
She's a square. Magic touch, but what a square.
She's a square.
Yeah, man, she's a square.
She's a square.
Oh, oh. Well, she's a square, my baby. The biggest one I know. Oh, that magic touch, but what a square. Yeah, man, she's a square. Well, she's a square, my baby. The biggest one I know. Well, she's a square, my baby. The biggest one I know.
Ah, the young. Looking like Elvis, Ray St. Germain, with lead guitar there, Lenny Bro. How did that happen? It's in the pages of today's Winnipeg Free Press. Nice big spread there from the Arts and Life section, as I say. And yes, we played many, many times his I'm Mighty Proud to Be Métis, but it was nice to have another song to play. So thank you, Neil, for that. From way back when, you can read his career in today's Free Press. But that was from, by the way, Shaken Up North, Canadian Rockabilly, Volume 1. It is 22 minutes after 5. So I wanted to tell you that the Fringe program is now out. I was at the orientation the other night. I'm wearing my T-shirt now. The Fringe, July 17th to the 28th. Theater, 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 and more theater. A lot of the best we know from the past. Here again. I'm flipping through the pages here of the program guide. For you, $10. Check it out. Fringe, WinnipegFringe.com. Gone Fringin'. Venture into our neck of the woods. $12 to $14 this year, but some of them, that's the other reason you need the program guide. I see highlighted in yellow, which means that's a $10 show. You really do need the program guide. You can go online, yes, but we use the center of it where it lists, 14, 16, no, it's more than that, venues. I was going to say 20-something. Don't forget there's bring-your-own venues as well. Yeah, I'm up to 23 as I flip you. Oh, here you see 24. Most of them downtown. And it's the kind of thing you want to spend all day downtown. You can make it work for yourself because Market Square has good food there as well. Hello, I see an indication that Taste of India will be there as well. And, of course, the Red River, if it's open there as well, but many, many other things there too. And so come join now. A, volunteer. They're going to do Burns and Allen again. I just caught my eye here. Yet Burns and Allen comedy duo. That's Katie Kurz and Steven Sim. That is value for money, let me tell you. As well, Keir Cutler coming back, but not doing Shakespeare this year. Chris Gibbs coming back with his faux Shakespeare, if you can call it that, I suppose. As well, Melanie Gall coming back with her knitting songs from the war years, and she's doing another show as well, sort of a underground cabaret sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to trying something new and glad to see some of the best coming back as well, such as, he's onto something new here now, and that's Tim Motley, a.k.a. Dirk Darrow. He's coming back as, wait for it, Barry Potter and the Magic of Wizardry. Well, he's high on it because he's run a full-page commercial here for it as well. So hope to see you at the Fringe, July 17th to the 28th. I have bought our Frequent Fringer Pass. That's a bargain, and then you've got your card with you wherever you go. And it takes away some of the, it's not a battle, but it takes away some of the planning of what you need to do and what time to show up and all the rest of it. And of course, there's advanced tickets for those who want to make sure you get in to see who you want to see. Pick up the Fringe program then and give RMTC a call. But first of all, check out WinnipegFringe.com. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, here on CKW FM, 95.9 FM. I am expecting a visit from Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, so we'll make way for them. And we'll do that by replacing Longbottom and save him for another day and give you a little REM. And the reason for that is because I'm looking at REM and the Winnipeg Free Press reunited at the Songwriters Hall of Fame ceremony. Can you believe it? They joked it would take a comet to get the band together to perform one last time. We are REM, as Michael Stipe said, and this is what we did. Deserving. Yes, wouldn't you agree? Winnipeg Free Press, if you want to look this up, from Saturday, June the 15th, 2024. Stay tuned then for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables up next, and then Tony the Brave with Mr. Dave at 6. I'm Ron Robinson, and I'll be back Saturday morning with Carol McKibben, 6 until 8. Hope you can join us then.